Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you guys. This is Minister Christopher Alston. First of all, I want to give honor to God who first in my life. And we are now on the air with Revelation of Truth with Minister Christopher Alston. Here are some quick announcements that I want to make out to you guys. First of all, Lighthouse of Jesus Christ, Bishop Floyd Allen Nolan, the church address is 159 Johnson Road. Seasonal prayer is at 8:30 in the morning. Sunday school is at 8:45. Praise and worship is at 10 o'clock. And the church service is there at 10:30. Come and be blessed. This is an awesome man of God. I promise you, if you come to Lighthouse of Jesus Christ, you will not be disappointed. These people know how to, we know how to worship God and worship him in spirit and in truth. We are making our lights so shine that, you know, that sinners can see our light. He will also be Sunday is the 7th, Pastor Jennifer Vernon Ann at Holy Temple in Merrillsonlet, South Carolina at 4 o'clock p.m., located at 479 Porticello Street, Merrillsonlet, South Carolina, 29576. Again, he will be there at Holy Temple in Merrillsonlet, South Carolina. Please come and share this worship experience with us. This is an awesome, moving man of God, very well known, the son of Shirley Caesar herself. Amen. The second thing I want to announce, Chief Apostle Richard Frazier and Pastor Avis Frazier service will be on the air on February the 22nd of 2016. We are looking, this is our first time doing this, and we want to give a shout out to Love Chapel Deliverance Center, which is located in Georgetown at 1645 Front Street, Georgetown, South Carolina, 29440. The church service there started at 11:15. We are expecting to actually have God to move in this place. You don't want to miss this experience with us, and I will be in the building recording live right there at Love Chapel of Deliverance Center. Also, guys, I have a Facebook page. It's called Revelation of Truth with Minister Chris. And I want y'all to actually go and check my Facebook page out and see what's going on. We are Revelation of Truth is moving up, and we are trying to get our name and our business out there and our ministry out there and establish it. And so we can get all these gifts and all these stuff together so that we can share, because it's not all about me. It's all not about these other rest of preachers or apostles or whatever. It's all about God. And we are trying to, we want to share our experiences. It's time out for all the different religion and different denomination and different this and different that. What we need to do, we need to focus on who God is and what God is trying to do in our lives and what God is trying to move in us. You know, we sometimes forget that we are human, and we think we are Christian and we all are that, and our denomination and our church is all this and all that. It's not about that. It's about getting to know God for yourself. I have some more announcements, but I'm going to play Freedom right now in a few more minutes, and I'll be back. Thank you.
Before I want to sing a little louder than before.
Okay, I'm back to you guys. I only got 17 more minutes on the air, and I want to get all these stuff out. Please feel free to call me at 929-477-2328. I want to get some suggestion from you guys about some topic that we should talk about on the air. The one topic that I want to talk about, the authority of Christ over diseases. That's the one topic I want to talk about. I want to get your feedback on some of these topics. Do you think that ministers should be dating online? And the last topic that I want to talk about is homosexuality in the pulpit and church. Do you think that gay pastors should be preaching? Well, that's a very touchy topic. And the last song I played was Freedom. We need to get freedom, because we need to get free from the stuff that we got going on between different churches and different denominations, like I was saying earlier. We need to actually come to side, and knowing that it's all not about denomination. Denomination is not going to get you in heaven. Denomination is not going to get you nowhere. Only thing that's going to get you there is God, and you knowing God, and you have a relationship with God. You need to actually build up a prayer life so that you can know when God is speaking and when God is not speaking. Sometimes we get mixed up between the two. We think that God be talking to us sometimes and God don't be talking to us. Sometimes it's a miss. Sometimes it's our conscience, sometimes it's something else. But we need to actually build up a prayer line. I'm going to start having prayer lines on Sunday afternoon. I think that'll be a good thing for prayer on Sunday afternoon, along about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We need to build up our prayer line, especially in me and my life. I've been seeking the Lord for something, and the Lord has been talking and dealing with me. First, you got to start with yourself first. Then you got to share it abroad. What I like about this ministry that I have going on right now is that I can communicate and I can talk to different people, especially on air. They can hear it anytime they want to. And they can actually hear my opinions and my thoughts that I have about Christianity. A little bit about myself. I just had a birthday on Monday. I just turned 37 years old. And I've been ministering since 2007. But people that never give me a chance to actually express my feelings, express my gift that I have with God and everything. So I decided to actually get a radio station. I can share my gift and my talent and my knowledge with God. I'm a graduate of Georgetown High School right here in the city of Georgetown, South Carolina. And I went to Denmark Tech, my alumni, for food service. And I went to Allen University for business administration and seminary and at Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. So I'm a well-rounded guy. I just enjoy the Lord, and I my passion and my desire is to get young people attention and get them draw closer to Christ. I'm still looking for callers. Again, the number is 929-477-2328. You can call me or text me on my cell phone. I greatly appreciate if you text me or call me on my cell phone as well. My number is 843-489-5093. I'd be appreciative if you called me on the air or on the phone, or on my cell phone. That'd be fine. I just want to get some ideas of what you guys think about the show so far. I know I have good listeners, and the ratings is going up, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I really want to get some celebrity here. so that we can talk about different topics, especially about our youth. We have so many things going on with our youth right now, especially in our society. And I'm trying and I'm wanting to get something so we can actually get them closer to God, closer to Christ, because they are dying daily. The old is not dying right now. The young people are dying right now. And we need to get them in line and in order so that they can see the glory and the manifestation of God in their lives. We need to actually take time up with our youth. Our youth is very valuable to us right now. So we need to actually talk to them and actually, get their understanding, get their opinion on different things. Some things in church that young people don't realize what's going on, because some preachers and some pastors and some bishops and some apostles don't take time with the youth to tell them what's going on in the church. They always shooting down about money, and building funds and stuff in that nature. But we need to sit there and explain to them what's really going on in the church. How we expect the young to take over when they don't understand what's going on. When somebody don't understand what's going on, that raises conflict in the church, and that's when the members start disappearing and everything. I have another suggestion that we should talk about. I already said it, that ministers should be dating while they are single. I am a divorcee. I'm divorced and I'm single right now, and everything. And I was wondering, getting back into the dating lifestyle, should, you know, this thing is popular about online dating. And I was wondering, what do you think a minister actually should be on Baidu and OkCupid and stuff like that? Because I really want to get somebody input. I don't really want to be out there and they say, well, he's a man of God and he's online dating. I think that's, you know, but we'll talk about that at a later date. Right now, getting back to some music, I think I said enough. I'll get over excited and get over anxious and everything about, especially talking about our week. I'm going to play Broken by Brian Cage, and I will be back. Thank you.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
and he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken
head. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, so tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let's get, lift your hands and pray.
The Bible verse for today is coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th to the 6th verse. And it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. We're about to pray because my time has ran out. We're about to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy right now. We want to thank you, God, for this opportunity that you open another door for us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to come into my listeners and, Heavenly Father, give them a courage, Heavenly Father. Give them a encouragement right now, God. God, we ask you right now, Lord, to continue to bless their homes and bless their lives and bless their jobs right now, God. God, we ask you right now for a financial blessing. God, we ask you right now, Lord, to continue to open up doors, Heavenly Father. We ask you, God, just to move in our lives, Heavenly Father. God, we want to see the manifestation. We want to see your glory. We want to see your working power, Heavenly Father. Give us of our sins and our transgression right now, God. God, we ask you right now, God, have we done anybody wrong, God? We right now for forgiveness. Our words, thought, our deeds, Heavenly Father. God, we ask all of these things right now. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to what I have to say today. Feel free to call me at any time that you want to talk about something about God, or if you just want to hold a conversation or anything in that nature. The guest calling number is 929-477-2328. And my cell phone number is 843-489-5093. Just remember, God is always there for you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Just keep trusting in God, things that you're doing for him. God will actually open up doors for you if you stay faithful to him. Stay tuned and stay blessed. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand to thee. Come on. No. Bishop, you can do it better than I can.
I stretch my hand to you thought I was to die for.
You thought I was just dying.